Saints Live. Jeremy from Kentucky on this, your Tuesday, before Christmas, the week of Christmas. Merry Christmas to all, gang. And by the way, tune in tomorrow night for my special Christmas show. Right now, we're going to do a little shilling. RBN, publicbroadcasting.org. Send in your donations, and we definitely need it. You can call it in or mail it in to Public Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Write that check out. You know you want to. 10, 20, 30 bucks. Hey, let's go for 100. One of those end-of-the-year tax things that, you know, you contribute to things and you don't have to pay taxes on that. Something like that. Actually, is RBN.
Hello?
Hey, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
My question to you is your contribution, end of the year contribution to RBN tax deductible?
And also?
Mike said no, but maybe you could do it as a one-time gift.
Well, the other thing is, if you're not itemizing, you're not going to be able to take a tax deduction on it. And with the tax reform bill, the Paul Ryan tax reform bill of 2017, not very many people are going to be itemizing anymore. So,
and somehow I knew you would have a detailed answer to that. Thank you, Patrick. And thank you, Mike. But anyway, we are here at the show, and we have a lot to talk about. We have the National Defense Authorization Act. Before we go there, I want to plug the chat, as I always do, inplainsight.chatango.com. That's site spelled S-I-T. Get on there and let us know what you think. I'll be checking the chat periodically. Say that real fast 3 times in a row. We've got this National Defense Authorization Act, and apparently they feel like Trump was going to veto that, right? And so they go ahead and make it veto-proof. They make sure that they have the votes to smack that down. So that leads to the question, before we get too much into the act, to you, Patrick. Do we really think that Trump is going to have the support in the House if this election gets kicked into the House, if they're already plotting against it?
So, I mean, in order to get to the House, there's a couple of things that have to happen. Yep. Well, mainly you have to have enough electoral votes, and it would have to be at least 3 states. Enough electoral votes be thrown out. Just they're contested. They're not counted for either side. That's how it would get to the House. And you do have, Mike Rivera reported today, I can't remember exactly what it was, but in Georgia, there is a move afoot to decertify the electors. And, of course, they have a Republican governor, Kemp, who by the way, and I don't know if you have any ideas about this, but Kemp's daughter's boyfriend, who was a staffer, or Kemp's daughter's fiance, actually, who was a staffer for Kelly Loeffler, or whatever her name is, died when his car blew up or crashed or something strange. And at least in like anti-China Twitter land, there's, you know, people are saying that, oh, the Chi-Coms did it in order to send a message to somebody. But whatever. Where was I even going with that? I can't remember. Oh yeah. So there's Kemp and, you know, the Republican Ducey in Arizona, they could decertify. It's not unimaginable. There is a court case, the Trump campaign or the Trump presidency, I guess it's a campaign, is bringing a court case to the Supreme Court about Pennsylvania. So you could have some things happen. The other thing that could happen and would be there are the 2 slates of electors in 7 states. And if the Republicans and or Pence really, really wanted to get down to nitty gritty, you know, there's been some discussion, Rush Limbaugh was talking about it, of the objection process. They object, the Senate goes back to the Senate chambers, the House remains in the House chambers, and both bodies deliberate and vote on whether or not to accept the votes. And if they don't concur, then whichever slate of electors was certified by the governor is supposed to get priority. But here's the thing, and this is I guess it's Mo Brooks from Alabama, who is one of the most outspoken members of the House of Representatives for challenging these, for objecting to the electors. He's saying that the rules for the House voting on whether or not to accept electors doesn't specify whether they're voting as members or as state delegations like they would for the presidency. This is kind of long-winded, and indeed, I read through the law, and it doesn't seem to specify. Now, typically, the House of Representatives would just vote as members. But if this is part of the Electoral College and presidential selection process, maybe they could push this. I don't know. Anyway, it was long-winded. Did I answer your question?
I think so. Let me narrow the question down a little bit. So it's said in the article that I sent, CBSNews.com, mm-hmm. that the bill passed the Senate with 84 to 13 votes, which cleared the 67 vote threshold needed to override a presidential veto. And then it passed in the House 335 to 78. And so I guess my question is, it seems like both the House and the Senate, they are going against Trump on this because they know that Trump doesn't like it and had threatened to veto it. That was my question. And if this is kicked into the House and comes straight down to that vote, would we have enough support in the House?
So
people going against him.
Once he's actually vetoed it, would anybody change their votes? You know, it's one thing to vote for it thinking that, well, Trump's might be bluffing a veto. Because he's done that in the past. He's bluffed vetoes in the past. The first Defense Authorization Act, was that in April of 2017? Whenever it was, the first one he did. Oh, I guess maybe it was around this time of year, but 2017. He kept saying he was going to veto it. And in the end, he signed it because he said, well, we have to support our great military, but I'm never, ever signing one of these again. And so who knows? Maybe there are Republicans who thought, well, I can vote for it because maybe he's not going to veto it. But once he does veto it, would they vote to override his veto? That it's a little bit tougher of a vote to override your president's veto. So we'll see how it goes. But he ought to veto it because there's just a bunch of horrible stuff in here, as there always is.
One such horrible thing I saw is that many members of Congress, including some Republicans, have argued that repealing Section 230 of the Communications Decency Act is unrelated to national security. I would argue, no, it's very related, because if I understand right, that Section 230 would protect Facebook, Twitter, Google. It would protect them from being sued, if I'm understanding correctly. Sort of like how Nick Salmon sued the Washington Post and CNN for defamation. And so if these social media platforms were open to being sued, that might cool them down just a little bit on the censoring, one would think. And so, you know, with social media the way it is, the way it's stacked and as powerful as it is, it very much affects elections.
Well,
billions, not trillions of dollars of free advertising there that you would normally pay out. And so if they're bent towards one candidate, they're affecting elections. But go ahead, Patrick.
I know this isn't an issue that I've taken as much of an interest in as maybe I should. I know Andrew Anglin's got strong opinions on it. And So the idea is this Section 230 protects Facebook and YouTube and others. They are platforms as opposed to being publishers. And so they cannot be sued for people putting stuff on their platform, right? And to repeal it, does it make it them less likely to censor, or does it make it more likely to censor if they no longer have the protection? But the other thing is, what would that do to RBN, for instance? Would it mean that because I'm not sure, I mean, RBN is, they're not exactly social media, RBN, but it's an internet platform. And if one of the RBN hosts spurgs out, is our RBN liable to be sued? So I don't really have a position on it, because I don't think there should be a position on it, but just because I don't feel I have the depth of understanding.
Okay, well, that's a very good point then. And then moving on through the bill, another thing that I would consider bad is there is a provision that limits the president's power to draw down troops. Specifically, you mentioned Afghanistan, but I'll assume that means anywhere. And so Rand Paul, is principled. He mm-hmm. objected to this swift passage based on that. That was one of the reasons that he objected.
Mm-hmm.
Prevented the bill from unanimous consent in the Senate. So, that's not a good thing, because I know Trump has been trying to do that, and I think only wants to leave 2,500 there by the beginning of the year. And all of the neocons, Dems and Republicans, so they don't like that at all. They want more troops there, and they want to just keep this going, right?
Yeah, because 20 years is, I mean, what do you expect to get done in 20 years, you know, in Afghanistan? You don't expect to get it. You got to keep the – it's a forever war. No, but yeah, Rand Paul's, you don't necessarily expect a whole lot from him or any of these people, but you do expect this from Rand Paul. Rand Paul, at least he is going to take a position like this. And, you know, it's outrageous that the Defense Authorization Act would try to tie the hands of a Republican, or not a Republican, a president from withdrawing. You know, you have the War Powers Act, which was passed in maybe 1975 in the wake of the Vietnam War, that attempts to limit a president's power to unilaterally send troops into combat overseas. And you can understand that, because Congress has the power to declare war constitutionally. But the idea that you would try to prevent a president from withdrawing, you know, so Congress may have the right to declare war, but there's nowhere in the Constitution that only Congress can make peace, and it's never been the case. Peace treaties, to the extent we've had peace treaties, they're signed. They may be ratified. A peace treaty may be ratified by the Senate, but I don't see any constitutional basis for forcing troops to stay overseas until Congress gives them permission to come home. That just seems very 2020 to me.
Okay. Well, and then so we've got that, and I think we covered that fairly well. The next headline on the docket is that Trump's private bankers resigned from Deutsche Bank. This was the highly contested Deutsche Bank, and this seems to be where a lot of people go for proof that Trump is, you know, totally controlled by Jewish power. As Deutsche Bank, certainly Deutsch means German, but they're not Germans running that bank. So this is interesting that two of his private bankers have resigned, and Rosemary Vrablic and Dominique Scalzi, I'm not sure I pronounced that right, they have tendered their resignations effective as of year-end. This is a CNN article. And so, so they worked closely together for years since joining the bank nearly a decade ago. So they were trusted to contact the Trump organization and Kushner and assume the bank's lending relationship with Trump and the private side of the bank after the commercial lending division stopped doing business with Trump. Not sure if there's something here, but CNN seems to want to push it. I guess as Trump is leaving office, this happens. That's what the article is sort of pointing at, and that there's trouble in paradise. Do you have anything on this? Any takes on this resignation?
Trump, he was a businessman. He did a lot of wheeling and dealing. He had a lot. The Trump empire had a lot of subsidiary companies, and a few of them went bankrupt. And there was a period of time where he had trouble raising money. I guess he was able to raise money through Deutsche Bank easier than through other banks. I think basically, I won't say it's necessarily a big nothing, but in the big scope of things, it's a big not very much. The idea that Trump or any multi-billionaire could get to where they are without doing some sleazy things. No, of course he's got some sleazy things lying around, but in the big scope of things, I don't think this is really any kind of big deal. But it's the type of thing, you know, they've gone after Trump for a phone call to the president of the Ukraine, so they could go after him over anything, and maybe this might be the next vector of attack, especially if he's out of office and vulnerable to, you know, being indicted by the Southern District of New York.
That is where the article is heading with that. It mentioned that investigators were looking into whether the Trump organization misled or defrauded the lender by inflating the value of some of its assets. And that's according to court filings. The two employees that resigned were questioned by investigators with the criminal investigation and ask general questions about lending practices. So they're starting to dig. That's another thing that I'm catching from this article, is that they're wanting us to think, and maybe it is true, that they're starting to dig into Trump now and prepping him, you know, prepping everybody for a prosecution of Trump when he leaves office, just like you were talking about.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. Go ahead. After the break, but go ahead.
Okay. Yeah, it's something that Americans typically have not done. Ford famously pardoned Nixon. But, you know, South Koreans, they are ruthless with their ex-presidents.
And we are coming up on that break, taking calls on the other side. 248-8252. And this is the part where music plays.
Hanging with my wilder friend, looking for some other way to fly. And 3 days straight was no big feat to get by on no food or sleep. And crazy was becoming my new norm. I'd pass out on the bedroom floor, sleep right through the calm before the storm.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Awake every morning and the cold winds cover me. All I've got's a ghost of what could be. If you could see the lights shine in front of me. If you can see the light shine.
Back to the show in plain sight, Jeremy from Kentucky on a Tuesday night, 22nd of December, and day after the great Jupiter-Saturn alignment that happened. The last time it was that visible was, I think, over 600 years ago. I'm sure that's significant somehow. But we have callers. Reb in Colorado, you have a question for Patrick and myself.
Are you trying to get rid of Mr. President right away? Because he's got this B-232 to 227 using America's laws. And when the Supreme Court doesn't hear about these electors, they're going to shut down in these five states where they said Mr. X-Man was Mr. this creature from Delaware. Are you saying he's going? Because he's won. 232 to 227 by our figure. We're smart. We're the ones who got around the Justice Department to the top of the government. We know what they're doing, and it's going to hit the public real soon. Those five states with their electors ain't going to count. So he won 232 to 227. It sounds like you're saying he's leaving and they're going to prosecute. No, they're not. He's not leaving. I'm just telling you. Didn't you know that?
Well, what we were saying was we think it's going to be thrown into the House of Representatives. And that
yeah,
Trump has
and
a very
they don't
chance
decide
of winning.
And the court doesn't do anything. It's a dead issue. Their electors aren't going to count. This will happen around January 6th. That's why.
Yeah.
It's
so
upset.
When the electors,
we're trying
those
to tell
electors,
you.
If those electors don't count, then it goes into the House of Representatives, which presumably would vote for Trump, and he would remain president.
Yeah, but that's what I'm telling you. So he's not leaving. They're not going to prosecute. And somebody, they don't understand. The people don't understand. They use your own words against you. It's so easy. They've been planning this for years. Like WHO, right? This means who, right? So they go, who's responsible for this lockdown? Who's responsible for this businesses coming apart? Who's responsible for you putting a mask? It's you're answering your own question every time you ask. You see what I mean? So when they say, what kind of organization is this? It's a stupid contest. So they said, what do you mean? It's a stupid contest. You're stupider than they are, or they're stupider than you are. It's, nobody's going to find out. You understand? Or like George Wallace said, there's no difference between Democrats and Republicans. There's none. None. Absolutely not. So when they're saying, well, these bad Democrats or these bad Republicans are joining with the Chi-Con, yeah, that's what you got to worry about. And that's why we're at the top of the government. They don't like me because I'm a wise guy. They hate white boys, a wise guy. So I figured out, well, wait a second. There's three of us, Bubba, Scout, Reb. Two of us ain't white boys. They're double X chromosome, me too. You got to stay ahead of them. And we're way ahead. So we're trying to get on these broadcasts because people should be saying, well, what the hell are you doing about it? Get it? We're not doing anything about it. And you just answered your own question again. We set it up like the goofballs behind the scenes. We know what we're doing. We're doing exactly what they're doing to them. It's going to turn on them. Everything they do turns on. We use their laws. This public law, 109364, section 1076, never was meant for us. How did we get a hold of it? Because we went through Defense Intelligence Agency. Mike knows. He runs the board. We're monitored by DIA. We got tricked out phones. They know what we're doing. They're just, they're either stewing in their juice or they're going to let General Flynn say, yeah, we better turn them loose. He ran our old Twitter account. We're really that good. And Bubba, if Mr. President gets a hold of Bubba, he could put the screws in on this Justice Department like you wouldn't believe. But unless
and Reb,
somebody,
Reb, the only somebody, reason, yeah. The only reason that I mentioned the Deutschland article about the two accountants resigning for Trump is CNN was pushing that, and we were pointing out that CNN is being negative, trying to make everyone think that, you know, that they're going to come down on Trump when he leaves office. I think there's a very good chance that he's going to stay in office, and that's the only reason
we mentioned it.
You know, we were just mentioning that.
Well, I'm saying you're doing good. Mention that, but you got to mention us. Us is on their brass buttons of the United States. Whenever they say, hey, who is us? I said, look at your brass buttons. See, we got people asking questions that they answer themselves. That's how good we are. Everything we do, it's not wordplay. This is serious. I said, well, you got an attitude. Yeah, we're witnesses for people with hydrogen bombs. You bet we got. I was just talking to General Milley's office. Get them troops here. I got to push and push. Everybody out there should be complaining, hey, Bubba and Scout Reb, they're deadbeats on welfare. They're not doing anything. We're not arguing. See, we set it up, and we're ready to go, but they got to come get us because once we get in the loop there, there's no stopping us. We're going to go unless they bring in another foreign force, which they've got all
right.
Set in Canada. That Chi-Com forces raid. There's all sorts of backup plans they have, and we got a backup plan we're not going to talk about to turn on that.
I appreciate it, Reb. I appreciate your enthusiasm, my friend, and keep supporting the network. And we're going to move on to the next caller after the break, and thanks for your call, Oscar. We really appreciate you. And when we come back from the break, we have Pat from Fort Worth and Vinny in Indiana, William and Mark, all after the next break.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast 2-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen planned to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile oxysilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
Welcome back to the show. We got the dynamic duo taking your calls. Next we have Dr. Ford Pap.
Sorry.
It's okay. You hear me?
We got you now, Hello? Pat.
Okay. I'm sorry that I'm not more ready with what I wanted to say, but you were talking about the defense budget. I was looking on there to try to. This is a cell phone internet. I was trying to look on there about money being spent, and I'll tell you if anybody runs across it, it's got a scene, and they instead of the red COVIDs, they always show the little route. It shows white ones. I thought, well, maybe that's for Christmas. So they're trying to say we got it made here. But the guy who started talking, he started complaining about us spending so much money on defense, and we're not spending that on medicine like we should be doing. Yeah, and so I kept on watching. I thought, that's very strange. I wanted to hear about the medicine or whatever he's talking about, and that's all he talked about. And then some lady took over, and she started introducing everybody on there, the big long titles and the... I think all this is supporting every egghead in the country. I'm sorry. And she got to the end, and the guy's main goal was he's a socialist. So I guess the socialists are behind us not having a defense, okay? Because if you don't have a defense, that's the one they come after. They don't go to a place where there are guns or weapons or anything. So whatever... they had to say with nothing, but just don't use any money for defense. Just on all this here crazy crap, okay? Give us a job, whatever. But it wasn't just give us a job. It's socialist. So if he says he's not going to find the defense budget, he's going to turn us over to the enemy. What does that sound like?
Well, I think that, Trump just saw a lot of bad stuff in there. You know how the politicians do. They say, oh, this is for our defense, and then they sneak a lot of their
there are little extra stuff in there that's really not good for us, and it's really not about defense. So I think that's why Trump was threatening to veto it. He certainly wants us to be defended and a strong military. He said that.
And honestly, I think if you look at the military budget for a very long time, it hasn't been about keeping America safe. Well, it's been about pursuing these overseas adventures, which are not America first. America first has traditionally been isolationist and against getting in foreign wars, because everybody from George Washington, they've been warning us that these foreign entanglements are not in our interest.
Well, I'm not going on the past. I'm going on what he could do without being prosecuted for something or other. We haven't given him a chance. We don't know what he would do. And so if he decided to walk off right now, it wouldn't be no problem to him. Just leave us here to get more. We've never been attacked on this land. Have we? No. But China, you know what I think? I really think that China was probably behind the trade towers going down, because there was 800, I don't know how much, because I don't have it right for you, 800,000 tons of very good steel. Very good steel. They couldn't even make a can opener that opened a can.
So how does China take it down then? If you're saying, are you saying that China took down the Twin Towers?
They're all over this country. And they made
20 years ago, they weren't.
500,000 tons of it. And all of a sudden, they got good ships and good planes. And hey.
Yeah, 20 years ago. So 9/11 was 19 years ago and some months. Almost 20 years ago. And 20 years ago, China wasn't, they weren't all over America. They weren't buying up everything. 20 years ago, they were nothing. I mean, and the idea that 9/11, it certainly wasn't China. I won't say exactly what 9/11 was, but I will say what it wasn't. It certainly wasn't China, and it wasn't what our elites were telling us.
The Clintons weren't
Let me add something, Pat, and then we got to move on because the calls are stacking up. I would really recommend you watch the documentary 9/11 Missing Links. It's very good. It talks thoroughly about 9/11. It's about 3 hours. You can still find it on YouTube, and if not, check it on BitChute. It goes all the way back to false flags from the Spanish-American War, all through the World Wars, and it actually points out that Israeli companies benefited from that steel. And there's the 9/11 has the Israeli Mossad and our CIA and lots of people in our government fingerprints all over that. But I appreciate your call, Pat.
Is that the Ryan Dawson video?
I don't think it's Dawson, but the guy is Irish. His last name is Irish. It's not Ryan Dawson. It's very. Ryan but Dawson you, it, there's only one called that 9/11 Missing Links. But Pat, we appreciate it. Let's move on to the next caller, Vinny from Indiana. Vinny, welcome to the show.
Hey, I just wanted to give you a report. I went downtown, and we did have a small Stop the Steal rally. It was about a third of the size of the week before. They didn't have any security, so, you know, you didn't have very many women or people with kids as they did the week before. But, you know, it was interesting, and we did get a lot of people driving by, honking their horns. And I did talk to a lot of people, and I did mention, Jeremy, your show on RBN, and the felt more familiar with Patrick Slattery, which is good. It was interesting that we had some young people who drove all the way up from Cincinnati, and I kind of told them, well, it might have been better to go to actually Kentucky. I don't know if it was a Stop and Steal rally in Kentucky, but, you know, hopefully Rand Paul is our best bet of getting the one senator. Most of the people there were aware of, if you could just get one senator, this whole thing could turn around. And they were kind of aware of how the process works. You have people in the House who would sign on to question the slate of the elections. And, you know, we could throw it into the House. We could get senators to sign on in these, what, 5-6 states. So the message is getting out there, at least the people who are, you know, getting active. There were a few boomer cons who were kind of like, well, China steal the election. And I did mention to them what I thought was a good article was the one by the Chinese professor. I think his name was Deng or Dong Sheng. I can't pronounce the Chinese, but he mentions the fact that, you know, the Chinese are basically doing whatever the Wall Street crowd is letting them do. And he basically mentioned Jews on Wall Street. You know, they're basically giving America away. And, you know, kind of like, well, you know, I listened to Patrick's show today and, you know, communicating to boomer cons, I mean, you know, it's not like you can walk into the American Legion or VFW and just slam red pills down their throat. I mean, you got to, the one point that a lot of people made, and there were some really smart young people there, and they were very upset, just like the guy you called in the night before on your show, Jeremy. They're upset with people like on TRS really folding, not really understanding this process, not understanding why it's worthwhile to fight this, whatever the end result is. They're really kind of dissatisfied with how those guys, you know, I mean, there's a lot of things to be negative on Trump for, but they're really upset with their defeatism. So.
Right. We did have about 200 gather at the Capitol in Frankfort, Kentucky last month, and it was a pretty decent showing. But we appreciate your activism, Benny. I know you said you get out there and you take part of these protests, and that's what we got to do. This is not just about Trump; it's about our republic, and that's something that the TRS guys, I think, they purposely miss because they're looking for some sort of collapse, so that they can emerge as the answer. Go ahead.
I'm guilty of spreading false news, fake news. I said I read an article, and it was in an Israeli, website saying that Pence was visiting Israel last week. And then there was a whole bunch of stuff come out on like a Sunday that Pence was going to be visiting Israel the day after the roll call on the Electoral College. And now they're kind of pulling that stuff back. So I don't know exactly what's going on. So I'm kind of interested in, because obviously if Pence was flying, you know, out to Israel the day after the Electoral College, you know, that's not a good sign that he's standing behind Trump. But I don't know if that's still the case.
Well, I'm not sure either, but I wouldn't doubt. I mean, they all visit Israel, so we can't just pick on Pence. But he is a, a typical Israel supporting Christian, as most of our politicians, you know, will do visit them. But well, we appreciate your call, Vinny. We're going to move on to the next caller and call back again next week when we got more time, my friend.
Thank you, Vinny.
All right. Next, we got William from Montana. William, welcome to the show, my friend.
Good evening, gentlemen. I was interested in Trump coming out and dumping on this so-called COVID-19 relief bill that was adopted by Congress. And he says it's complete disgrace, especially the part where, you know, $600 to each American. There was a provision that said, well, non-citizens might also qualify because they didn't qualify the first time in many cases, and so they may actually have retroactive status and can get the check that they didn't get the last time plus the $600. But if you look into this, I mean, one of the things he pointed out is, like, you know, there's a lot of money in this so-called COVID-19 relief bill for foreign countries. It was like 500 and, you know, almost, it was like 5,600 pages, and it was released about an hour and a half before the vote. And the vote was, in Congress, I mean, the vote was, you know, huge. I mean, it was 96-6 in the Senate and 359-53 in the House, $900 billion. Relief, and you know, there was one big lavish grant to Israel to the tune of $3.8 billion.
So, and then, and I just want to point out real fast: if you divide $3.8 billion by oh, how many Jews are in Israel? Is it 6 million? For some reason, I associate 6 million, but it's somewhere about that. You know how much you get?
Yeah.
That's about $600 per Israeli.
Yeah.
So $600 per American, about $600 per Israeli.
But I mean, it's just, you know, I mean, Trump was saying, I mean, it's just sort of shows that Congress, even before this election is decided, I mean, it wants to make up for lost time. It says, you know, we haven't had one of these feeding frenzies at the trough for 4 years to the same tune of, you know, say some other like Obama's administration. And so they wanted to make up for this. But, I mean, to call this, I was offended by it being called the long-awaited, you know, bipartisan COVID-19 relief bill. It really doesn't – there was something like $350 billion, allocated for businesses if you can prove that you held on. You have to be an ongoing business. If you threw in the towel or you were just crushed by just the lockdown, then you get zero. And so, I mean, this whole thing, they made a big deal. I heard a bunch of politicians talking about how this is a real indication of the bipartisan cooperation that's going to happen under Biden. And, I mean, if you read this bill, it is a disgrace. The fact that it's all imaginary money is another issue, but mm-hmm. I mean, if you're going to be dishing out a bunch of imaginary money, I think it should predominantly go to Americans first, and this whole pork thing where they just say, well, why don't we tag this onto it. So, I mean, it really is a disgrace, and I think, you know, more people should know about just how abominable this thing is and how it really indicates that, you know, Congress getting ready, both the Democrats and the Republicans, to go back and just spend us into the poorhouse. That's my comment.
Well, thank you very much, William, and it is a total disgrace, and, you know, to Trump's credit, he did speak out against that. Of course, Mitch McConnell, you know, ran him over to get that approved, and he and Pelosi. So, yeah, you're right. It is an indication that they're anxious to get back to business as usual, but hopefully we'll throw a wrench in those works on January 6th. So we got a couple of minutes coming up before the break. Thanks a lot, William. Got a couple of minutes before the next break. Mark from Texas, we're going to bring you on, but we'll have to finish you up on the other side of the break because the music's going to catch you. How are you doing tonight, Mark?
Oh, doing good. How are you?
Good, excellent. What's on your mind?
Bad Man Cape Crusader. All we need is Catwoman. You know, maybe Murr.
Yeah, I don't know. We'll have to ask her about that.
Murr's awesome. I love her. Hey, Margarita Rocks tonight. Musical selection is Bruce Coburn. Lovers in Dangerous Times at the Bing Lounge.
Okay. I'm not familiar with that lineup. Are you? Do you know that musician, Patrick?
No, I do not.
Well, he's awesome. Hey, what I wanted to call about is Tex Mars. I think it was in Conspiracy of the Six-Point Star. Mentioned that there's enough oil royalties in the Gulf Coast that would be worth $5 million to every American.
Wow. Hey, hold that thought, Mark. Music can put you on the other side of the bridge.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We have a special promotion going on at Republic Broadcasting. This is a fundraiser for Republic Broadcasting involving the Energy Planner. Mail me a postcard. My address is at my website at thelibertyman.com. We pick a postcard every other Thursday. When your postcard is drawn out, you get to buy an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285, $70 discount. $200 goes to Republic Broadcasting. You also get a 10% discount on my mattress pads. So get those postcards in, put your name, your telephone number, your email address on there, and when your postcard is drawn, you get to get an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285. Mattress pads, 10% off. Help us out at Republic Broadcasting and help yourself to get an Energy Planner at a deep discount. It's a win-win situation for everybody. We hope you can get these postcards in soon. Thank you very much.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? I've just been handed an urgent and horrifying news story. And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen. Cannonball!
Welcome back, my classy ones, and we got Mark from Texas talking about the inordinate amount of wealth that these Gulf State elites have, and we got one more caller I don't know if we'll get to, but go ahead and finish up your point, Mark, and we'll see how time plays out.
Yeah, brother, you know, it's the point I'm trying to make is crumbs for the people and big bucks for the people at top. And that's really what our war is about. It's not about my American brother and sister. It's about the people that are encroaching on my liberty and my freedom. And they have been for a long time. And you know, the example with Tex Mars, and you know, Tex, he can be hard, and I don't agree with everything he says, but he is a he got most of his research from Ulis Mullins, I believe, and he is a prolific researcher, wrote like 40 something books. And he wouldn't say this without documentation. And the point is that, and Tex also believed that, this whole that we're lacking, that, you know, we're running out of oil, we're running out of food, water. It's all, or scarcity, it's all fear. And the reality is, we have, I don't know if you've been around the U.S., I have, I've driven. And we have more room than we know what to do with. And I'm not worried about immigration. Maybe I'm stupid. I think we've got plenty. We just need the right government or the right people in charge to enforce it, if you will. And that's where I look at League of the South and some other options.
Well, that's certainly, you know, League of the South. I happen to know the guy that runs it. I've met him a couple of times. Good organization. I worry about immigration because I don't want to see the white population of America, the founders, you know, to be bred out. And that could happen in less than 50 years. But as far as room and resources,
it wouldn't matter. The more the merrier. We need them.
Yeah, you know,
Chinese.
If you're in Texas, you might have some wide open spaces, because the stars shine bright deep in the heart of Texas. But if you're in Raleigh, North Carolina, if you're in New Jersey, Bergen County, New Jersey, or whatever, it's pretty filled up. Pretty filled up, and you see lots of immigrants there, and it's pretty filled up.
Yeah, fly over, Patrick. We have plenty of room for everybody.
But of course,
people in charge that enforce the law.
Well, Mark, I do agree that our government—if our government enforces the law correctly—then they would take care of the immigration issue. But we are at the end of the show. I appreciate your call. Tune in tomorrow, everybody, for Patrick and Jeremy Show, 1 p.m. Central on RBN National Bugle. It's been a lot of fun, and my favorite planet is Uranus.
Is your property a financial burden and causing you grief? Have you tried to sell but can't find buyers? Or are you just too busy to sell your property? Don't worry. We have the right solution for you. We buy properties as is, with cash, close in 30 days, and pay all closing costs. Our service is ideal for property owners who are in pre-foreclosure, have high-end repair costs, experiencing financial hardship, going through costly divorces, are relocating, need cash for retirement, suffering family loss, or have tax liens. Whatever your situation may be, we can help you sell your property and get the money you need. If you own a single-family home or multiple family units, call us for a free consultation at 888-910-1037. That's 888-910-1037. Or visit our website at cashingproperty.com. That's cashingproperty.com. Sell your property fast and leave all your worries behind.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.